In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On Great and Holy Monday, the Church set the stage for our journey through Holy Week to the Passion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, recalling both the reality of the end of all things and the culmination of everything in the divine judgment. Christ, the only begotten Son of God, is our Passover, the Lamb of God, the most holy sacrifice offered for our sins and for the sins of the world, that we might be reconciled to the Father. The darkness and sin of the world, revealed in its fullness in the rejection of Jesus, which leads ultimately to Golgotha and the cross, brings with it the divine judgment, as we hear in the Gospel of John, "Now is the judgment of the world." So, as we noted in yesterday's reflection, that is the hard reality we face. It is brought home to us in Jesus' journey to Jerusalem and his passion. And today, Holy Tuesday, we are reminded about how we are to approach that reality. In the gospel readings appointed for this day, the Lord gives us, through parables, a means to help us understand what the advent of the kingdom of God is to be. We are reminded of the parable of the talents, of the vineyard, and even the Beatitudes. And there is a common theme running through all of them, that there will be a judgment, an accounting, a rendering unto each of us as to how we have managed the opportunities and gifts that God has given to us in this life. Do we accept him or reject him? Do we follow the very greatest commandments that draw us to the Father, or do we ignore them? Do we approach him in humility and love and repentance, or do we exalt ourselves in all of our corruption? The Lord's lengthy condemnation of the scribes and Pharisees is, frankly, one of the most terrifying lessons we encounter here, as it should be, and it drives the point home with great clarity. The Lord condemns in no uncertain terms the supposed righteousness and self-justification of the religious and legal authorities, observant in the letter of the law, yet rejecting Jesus as the fulfillment of the law. They paid the tithe, and yet, as the Lord said, neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done, without leaving the others undone. They and we will be judged accordingly. The Lord condemned the blindness, corruption, and the sins of the world, revealing to us instead the love, mercy, humility, and repentance that is to be our offering to the Lord. Nothing else matters. And there is an urgency to this lesson, for as Jesus goes to Jerusalem and his holy passion, we are reminded that this judgment comes at a day and hour none of us may know. It is for this reason that the Lord gives us the parable of the 10 virgins awaiting the bridegroom. 5 were wise and prepared, and awaited the arrival with vigilance, lamps trimmed and oil at the ready, while the others were unprepared and had to leave to purchase additional oil for their lamps. And while absent in the dead of night, the bridegroom arrived, and those who were unprepared found themselves shut out of the wedding feast. Again, Christ is the bridegroom. The wedding feast is the kingdom of heaven. Our watchword is vigilance, attentiveness, and preparation at all times to meet our Lord on the day of his just judgment. Our Lenten journey has been a time of renewed preparation for exactly this purpose, that we might be like the wise virgins. And this is why the matins we serve on these days of Holy Week are referred to as the bridegroom matins. The central theme is preparation in light of the imminence of the kingdom of heaven. Our lesson, then, for today is summed up best in the beautiful verse sung in the praises during the bridegroom matins, and these are the words we must heed. As the Lord was going to his voluntary passion, he said to the apostles on the way, "Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered up, as it is written of him. Come, therefore, let us go with him, purified in mind. Let us be crucified with him, and die through him to the pleasures of this life. Then we shall live with him and hear him say, 'I go no more to the earthly Jerusalem to suffer, but to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. I shall raise you up to the Jerusalem on high in the kingdom of heaven.'" God bless you all.